Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, April 13th. I'm Julie Chang for the Wall Street Journal. Amazon expanded its Amazon Auto's car sales service to include Kia, Mazda, Subaru, Chevrolet, and Jeep. Launched in 2024, the program lets customers browse and purchase cars from nearby participating dealerships. Dealers pay a fee to have their cars listed on Amazon, but shoppers don't incur additional costs if they pull the trigger. The service is active in over 130 cities, including Los Angeles, Dallas, and New York. Insurers stand to gain big business from data centers. In a report out today, S&P Global Ratings estimates data centers could generate $10 billion in insurance premiums this year, double the $5 billion paid by the entire aviation sector. With total worldwide insurance data center assets valued at $2 trillion and projected to grow by $300 billion in 2027, the firm calls this a, quote, huge growth opportunity for insurers. And although the Trump administration put substantial tariffs on foreign products last year, the goods trade deficit widened, and AI might be to blame. Data shows that the effect of America's AI build-out on trade has been big. The U.S. imported about $173 billion of semiconductors and related products last year. That's compared with $138 billion in 2024. But the actual impacts might be even more substantial than just counting imports of obvious items like semiconductors. That's according to a new working paper posted to the National Bureau of Economic Research's website today, which estimates AI imports grew 73% from 2023 to 2025, while non-AI related products increased just 3% over the same period. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.